Welcome to Walking in the Word, the weekly teaching series by pastor, teacher, evangelist Eric W. Stansberry, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast is brought to you every week with the hope of blessing you to find to strengthen your walk with Christ. And now, your teacher, Pastor Stansberry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Restoration. This is your host, Dr. Eric Stansberry. Welcome you to today's study as we continue on in the walk of faith. So grab your Bible, grab your coffee or your tea, and let somebody know that Dr. Stansberry with Eric Stansberry Ministries, who is creating disciples to become living letters to a dying world. Hello, everybody. If you have your Bible there with you, go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, as we continue now on the people of faith, walking by faith. Last week, we looked at that Abel worshipped by faith. And this week, we're going to look at the life of Enoch, who walked by faith. If you have your Bible there, go to Hebrews 11, begin reading with verse number 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he did not see death. But he was not found before because God took him. For before his removal, he had been commended as had pleased God. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For one who approaches God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So as we talked about previously, that faith comes from the Greek word pistis, which means that you believe or you accept the character, you trust the character of the person of God. So you trust that when he makes a promise, faith says, I trust the one who says A, B, C, or D. So the first one we want to look at when we talk about Enoch is, first of all, that Enoch received a promise before he received it. He received what God had for him by faith before he ever saw it manifested. Look, if you will, let's go over to the book of Genesis, where we meet Enoch for the first time. We're in Genesis chapter number 5. And we meet Enoch for the very first time. Now, as you know, we go through these genealogies, and sometimes the genealogies bother and scare people. But look, if you will, in verse number 21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. The entire lifespan of Enoch was 365 years. Enoch walked with God and then disappeared because God took him away. Notice what it says here, that Enoch, after he had his first son, he walked with God. That would have meant that everything in Methuselah's life, every moment of his life, he knew his father walked with God. What that means for you and I is that we too are called to walk with God, to walk in his footsteps. So it's in Deuteronomy 5 and 33, you shall walk, that is, live each and every day in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long in the land which you will possess. When we walk with God is every day, not just on Sundays or Wednesdays, but every day our life is committed to that relationship, that walking daily with God. We will begin to see that he wants, that's his desire. He created us to have relationship with him. He created us to walk with him. Notice in Colossians 2 verse 6, therefore as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in union with him, reflecting his character in the things you do and say, living lives that leads others away from sin. You see, we are to be walking with Christ as Christ. Jesus said this in his great when he was telling the disciples, he goes, when the Spirit comes, you'll know that I am in the Father, I am in you, you are in me. That we're in union with Christ. And he wants, as God did to Gideon in Judges chapter 6, clothed himself with Gideon. He wants to truly be so much on the inside of us that our actions, our words, everything that we do shows Jesus Christ. It shows who Jesus is. And to get to that point, we have to walk daily. It has to be a daily walk in the Word, a daily walk with Him. In Galatians 5 and 16, Paul wrote these words, but I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit, Seek Him and be responsive to His guidance. And then you will certainly not carry out the desire of sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and His precepts. He says, look, walk in the Spirit habitually. Make that your lifestyle. You know that the fallen realm, they don't care if you go to church. They don't care even if you sing in the choir. What bothers the fallen realm is when you begin to walk in the Spirit. When God begins to do something different in your life, that it changes you. That it brings you to a place that you know, I know my Redeemer lives. I know that God is in complete control. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, whoever says he lives in Christ, that is, whoever says he has accepted Him as God and Savior, ought as a moral obligation to walk and conduct himself just as He walked and conducted Himself, as Jesus walked and conducted Himself. The second thing that God, what we need to notice about Enoch as he walked with God, is that God wants a relationship with you. God wants a relationship with me. When He created Adam and Eve, and He would come down to walk in the cool of the garden, it was to fellowship with Him. 1 John 3 and 1 says this, see what an incredible quality of love the Father has shown us, that we would be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God, and so we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. What does that tell us? That tells us very simply that what He's given to us as a gift to be completely adopted, changed, so that we could be, I love how the Amplified puts it here, to be named and called and counted as the children of God. Named and called and counted. That when God looks at me, He looks at you, He sees a child. He sees His child. And if you're a parent, you know how proud you can be of your own children, how proud you can be when your children are walking according to what they know. When you and I get to the place that we realize that God loves us and that we don't have to do anything to earn His love or earn His blessings, but just be His child and walk in that kind of faith, pleasing Him, then that's all He calls us to. Look in John chapter 1. John, who wrote a lot about the deity of Christ, he says, as He, Christ, was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, that which belonged to Him, His world, His creation, His possession, and those were His own people, the Jewish nation, did not receive Him. But as to many as did receive and welcome Him, He gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on His name, who were born not of blood or natural conception, nor of the will of the flesh, it was a physical impulse, nor of the will of man, a natural father, but of God, that is a divine and supernatural birth. They are born of God, spiritually transformed, renewed, and sanctified. Spiritually renewed, transformed, and sanctified. God, when we become a new creation in Christ, in 1 Corinthians 5:14, we are changed, we're a new person. And once He's transformed us, that's why in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mystery, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice. And that you be what? Renewed in your mind. What God has called us to is to really walk as a child. Look in 1 John 4 and 15. He says, whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? That God has called you to walk as His child. He's called you to be His son or His daughter through adoption. When you can grasp that point, that He loves you, that you're worthy because of adoption, you're worthy to call Abba, Father. Romans 8, 14, for all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. How does all of this happen? When Jesus was teaching on the Holy Spirit, He said the Holy Spirit would be that thing which would come in, that person that would change us, that would talk, that would let us hear what the Father is saying, to hear what He is saying. That relationship, that walking with God, that truly having that relationship is when you are filled and completely changed and baptized by the Holy Spirit. His testimony, of course, Enoch's testimony, through faith, through believing in the character of God, hanging on to the promises of God, was that he pleased God. First of all, he says that when Methuselah was born to him at the age of 65, Enoch walked with God. What is that telling you? What is that telling me? That said that when Enoch realized the responsibility of raising a child, the only person he knew with the wisdom to make that happen was God himself. When you and I begin to realize the only person that has the wisdom and the knowledge to help our lives be what God has called us to be and who he has called us to be is only through his wisdom. This great book of wisdom right here that we walk. We are told that we have the mind of Christ and that we can walk in the wisdom of God. When you and I get to the place in our own spiritual experience that we're willing to say, I want to walk and I will walk in the mind of Christ using the wisdom of God as my default OS setting, operating system setting. And the book of Proverbs is a good place to start for that. Romans 8:14 reminds us of that, but he led his family. His walk was priority one. Sometimes we allow family, jobs, stuff to get in the way of what God's called you to and called me to. Our priority walk has to be with him. Husbands, you've got to have God first in your relationship with Christ, then the wife. Wife, Christ first, then the husband, then your children. Children, Christ, then your parents. You need to understand that when that relationship becomes priority in the home runs better. When it's priority one in your life runs better. When you have that relationship that you can hear what he's telling you, what he's speaking into your life, you will find yourself walking in a place where God can do magnificent things in your life. Not only was his walk and his priority in raising his family, but other people saw what was going on in Enoch's life. People, we are living letters written to a dying world. The number one goal of this ministry is to create disciples that become those living letters, just like Paul did. To become a living letter means that you are so taking what you read in these scriptures and you're putting them deeper than your heart that you, when you speak from the wisdom and the heart of God. That you're carrying, you become a carrier of the presence of God. That's why Jesus would tell the disciples, he would say, when you enter a place, release your peace. If it comes back, shake the dust off your feet. We are to be carriers of the Holy Spirit. That we are able to impact the lives of those around us. You say, well, Brother Eric, is there scripture for this? I'm really glad you asked. They were taking cloths off the body of the Apostle Paul to the sick and afflicted. The shadow of Peter was falling on people, and they were being healed. Why? Not because they were super apostles, but because they understood that if I'm carrying the presence of the one inside me, it's not about me, it's about him. And they took that off of what happened in Jesus' life when the woman with the issue of blood grabbed hold of the hem of his garment and was healed instantly. And Jesus said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. So pleasing God is the hallmark of faith. Look, if you will, back in verse number 6, if you would take the interpretive version, given every word its actual Greek meaning, its interpretation, listen to this. When you live outside of faith, living beyond its boundaries and perimeters, you make it impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is who he says he is and can be completely trusted to keep his promises. So he will reward my diligent, faithful seeking of him with the full manifestation of what he's promised. As we continue moving into the lives of these people, understand that everyone took God simply at his word. If you wish to please God, the way you do that is when you're in the word of God, you say, I believe that God is able to do everything that he says he does. So faith, first of all, is declaring that God is who he says he is and that God can do what he says he can do. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church in Corinth, he told them, he said, what I want you to do in verse number 12, as a result, death is at work in us, but life is also at work in you. Verse 13, but since we have the same spirit of faith as it is shown in what has been written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Faith is simply taking God at His word and believing He's able to do it. Faith is holding on to the promise with that bulldog determination. But understand this, that when you're looking in the scripture, what you're saying is a promise of God is actually a prophecy. It's the spirit of Jesus Christ and the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of prophecy. These promises, as you call them, are prophecies into your life. And when you begin to accept them, that God has spoken this to my life, He has spoken healing, He has spoken the things that I need in my life, and before you ever see the physical manifestation, you're saying, I receive it. It's like when you order something through some of the mail order places or Amazon even. You'll say, I got something before you ever see the box, before you ever open it and get it in your possession, because you know that on the faith that you have in Amazon to keep their promise to you, that if you order something and you paid for it, that it will come to your home. If you can believe a company to keep that promise, how much more when God says, by His stripes, Jesus' stripes, you were healed, that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in high places through Jesus Christ. How is it then you cannot simply say, I got it? Pleasing God is agreeing and speaking what God has already said. Nothing happens in the kingdom until there is first a declaration from the King. May I introduce you to the declaration of the King. Ephesians 5, 8 through 10 says this, for once you were in darkness, but now you are a light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Live as those native born to light. For the fruit, the effect, the result of the light consists in all the goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn by experience what is pleasing to the Lord and letting your lifestyles be examples of what is most acceptable to Him. Your behavior expressing gratitude to God for your salvation. In Romans 14, he says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking what one likes, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the one who serves Christ in this way, recognizing that food choice is secondary, is acceptable to God and is approved by man. So what Paul is saying in both of these places, live as a child of God in the light. If He's promised you health, live like you've got health. You say, well, my body, don't let the symptoms, don't let the shield of doubt kill all the arrows of God's blessings. Don't allow the world or your symptoms or someone in your life to tell you that God is not going to meet you at the place of your need. Because I promise you this, if you are willing, God has got more than you can ever imagine, according to the power that is at work in you. If the Holy Spirit is working in your life, you can understand that there's going to be a change. And if that doesn't excite you, I don't know what else to tell you. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, it says, and those who are in the flesh, living a lifestyle that caters to sinful appetites, simply cannot please God. You see, faith is saying, to please God, I know that God is going to meet every one of my needs. I know that God is going to meet me and heal my body and help me walk in those promises and those prophecies and His words until the day that I leave this planet and I go to live with Him. That I'm going to be a member of the kingdom to experience the kingdom now here on this planet as an example to those who are lost. And those signs will be following my life, that when I come in contact with a lost person, the Spirit will speak to my heart and I can bring them into the kingdom. That I become a vessel, that when I have laid everything down on the altar of God and become an empty vessel that He can fill up, so that I can decrease, so that He can increase, so that I be what He, so I can be everything He's called me to be, then I'm pleasing God. But when I'm living for myself, I promise you that's not pleasing God. Enoch walked with God. Enoch found out what pleased God, and that was whatever God said He would do, God will do. My friend, God has promised some of you some great and mighty things, and you've even had prophecies given over your life, but yet you've allowed the enemy to rob you. Let Enoch speak to you tonight, today, whenever you're watching, that if you'll hang on to that bulldog determination, to the promise of God, everything that's in this book is yours. If you're willing to accept it. Can you say amen? Father, we thank you for the word tonight, today. We thank you, God, that you hear us when we pray. And I pray, Father God, that this word has been a blessing to someone and is changing their lives. Father, if there's one that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin, let today be the day that they call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and become a member of the family of God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Dr. Eric Stansbury. Many of you have been asking how you can help with our ministry, or perhaps you're looking for asking how you can help us. If you'll scan the QR code, it will take you to our Amazon Wish page. There are things that we need to buy or we want to buy to make sure we can upgrade this particular broadcast to make it more of a blessing to you. So scan that, purchase what you want from that list, and we'll be ever grateful. If you need a receipt, we'll be happy to send you one. So again, this is your friend, Dr. Eric Stansbury, saying thank you for your help. Thank you for your prayers, because I've been overwhelmed by what you've been doing to help us. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Restoration. Please consider partnering with the ministry. You can email me at drstansbury@gmail.com. Also, at the end of today's video, you'll see a QR code so that you can click and get on our Amazon wish list and get some things that we need to help build up the ministry. Or if you just want to give, reach out and I'll give you giving information. So until next week, this is Dr. Eric Stansbury reminding you that we are creating disciples who are living letters to a dying world. May grace and peace be multiplied to you and your family.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Walking in the Word with Pastor, Teacher, Evangelist Eric W. Stansbury. Feel free to email Pastor Stansbury at pastorstansbury@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Walking in the Word.